are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. That is a man who defined the way we listen to the Hammond B3 organ in music and how to make it soar in jazz. Legend Dr. Lonnie Smith with the cut Think off his very first studio album back in 1966 called Finger Lickin' Good, and was it ever. Dr. Smith is one of the most unique musicians ever and a skilled composer, performer, and an artist. And that kicks off an entire hour profiling the man, the music, and the legend known as Dr. Lonnie Smith. The true guru of the Hammond B3 has been around on over 70 albums in 5 decades, and he has reigned as one of the greatest jazz, blues, and R&B cats in the world. His journey began on July 3, 1942 in Buffalo, New York, and he has always had that murmur of music in him from an early age because his mom exposed him to gospel, blues, and jazz. But it was the owner of a local music store that Dr. Lonnie Smith calls an angel, and his name was Art Kubera, and he gave him his first Hammond organ, and the love that came into fruition ensued. During a long interview with Dr. Smith recently, he recounted how quickly his career took off, from backing up Motown legends to relationships with the great Grant Green. Things took off, and he was on his way to becoming a legend. But way back in the beginning, this is what he told me about that very first professional gig and how it felt.
It was like a part of me that I found, or it found me. There was a connection there already from the start. It was a connection.
And there is plenty more to come on Dr. Smith during this next hour of music together. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of our own expert on the Hammond B3, Mr. Chris Hazleton, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you 1 hour of Dr. Lonnie and his Hammond prowess. This next tune was the galvanizer in the early days. With Lou Donaldson back in 1967, here's Alligator Boogaloo. We'll be right back. That was Dr. Lonnie in the early days with the 1968 song, Can't You Just Feel It, off the album Think. During those early years, his first gigs were at Buffalo's hottest jazz club, the Pine Grill, where he quickly got the attention of folks like Jack McDuff, Lou Donaldson, George Benson, and booking agent Jimmy Boyd. George Benson was looking for an organist for his quartet, and Dr. Lonnie was that guy. The group soon relocated to New York City, where they quickly established a reputation as innovators in Harlem clubs and throughout the area. He had a long and fruitful union with Mr. George Benson, and this is what he had to say during our recent interview about George.
George had, first of all, he had got this experience from Jack McDuff of being out there on the road. Playing with George, it gave me an experience of putting the things together and learning how to do that, because he had gotten that and I understood it.
Onward into the 60s we go with Dr. Lonnie and his album Lineage. Here he is in that memorable year of 1969 with the song Seesaw off the Turning Point EP.
I got one. I got none.
Going right on into the 70s like a freight train. That was Dr. Lonnie with the 1970 song 25 Miles off the Drives album. So during those early years after his unions with the great Lou Donaldson and George Benson, he was picked up by Blue Note Records and began recording quite a bit. It was during the 70s that he made a split from Blue Note and produced a huge amount of records with other labels in the industry. And the real influence on his playing came from a big list of heroes. This is what he told me about that list.
It's a big, big, a great big list. When I say that, you have, like, I love Art Taylor. I love Bill Gunn. I love Jamal. I mean, I love Train. I love Miles.
From that rapid recording decade of the 70s, here's Dr. Lonnie Smith with the 1971 song, I Feel the Earth Move, off the Mama Wailer album.
Thank you. everybody. This is Jimmy Cobb, jazz drummer, and I am talking to Nino Jazz with Joe DiNino, and I hope that everybody listens to this program around me all the time. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was a very refined Lonnie Smith with the song It's Changed off the 1975 album Aphrodisia. The very unique aspect of Dr. Lonnie's career is that he has produced so many covers of other artists, like the Beatles, the Stylistics, the Eurythmics, and tribute albums to Jimi Hendrix, John Coltrane, and Beck, all by employing ensembles ranging from a trio to a 15-piece big band. When he was asked about doing these songs, this is what Dr. Lonnie said about his approach to covers.
I don't think of it like that. I don't pick a song to make a hit or to try to make a hit. I just love that particular song. I hear something else.
With that in mind, let's listen to one of those covers off one of my favorite albums. From the 2003 album Boogaloo to Beck, here's his take on Tropicalia via the genius Beck.
Thank you. Al, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeNino.
That was Dr. Lonnie Smith late in his career with the 2006 tune Jungle Wisdom off the album Jungle Soul. Sometimes credited as the forefather of acid jazz, he is a legend of jazz and a minister of sound. Since the release of Finger Lookin' Good in 1966, all the way up until today in 2014, Dr. Lonnie has left a mark on the world that is full of sound and beauty. And being lucky enough to have interviewed him for over an hour, I can attest to the fact that he is one of the coolest, most humble, and talented souls I have ever spoken to. We can all say what we want about Dr. Lonnie, but this is what he has to say about how he wants the world to remember him.
I would like for them to remember that he did leave something beautiful. and that all my music stay with them forever. That's a beautiful thing. You leave something. Leave something on here. Don't just go and take. Leave something. Do something to make the world happy. You know, people happy.
And with that, we are going to leave with a bed of Lonnie Smith music underneath us. This is him in 2010 with the tune Mellow Mood off the album Spiral. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the original rhythm maker around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Like what you just heard? Well, let us know. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.